So my name is Janet Gill. I'm a community engaged artist and photographer. And at this moment, I'm working in an amazing project called Raising Sakina, Finding Peace. And this is part of a bigger project called Darkness into Light that I have developed with the survivors from the March 15 terror attacks here in Christchurch. Things that give me purpose in life is to promote social change through my art and my photography, positive social change and well-being for myself and for others. And I have the privilege to be asked to work with Plains FM and Radio New Zealand and Lana Hart to do a series of work called The Widows of Chuhada that is at the moment in Radio New Zealand webpage and in Plains FM. It's an amazing documentary about survivors from March 15, four of the widows who tell their stories. And from then I started doing deep work and personal work, which took me to this point, to the Raising Sakina work. And as I say, the Raising Sakina is part of the Darkness into Light project. And the Darkness into Light project have many, many aspects of it. One of the aspects was to photograph the survivors and to help them to connect to broader audiences, to help to connect each other through emotion so we can empathize with others, understand others, and probably in that way to decrease a little bit the systemic issues that we have in New Zealand and around the world. So that's one aspect of it. And also for me, it was important to create environments where people from diverse communities can have discussions and learn from each other, have coffee with each other. Because once again, if you learn a little bit of your neighbor, you are more likely to empathize with them. You got a little bit more likely to learn from them and maybe stop those systemic thoughts, the unconscious biases that all of us have. And that was a huge process. It's been about 3 years. I mean, was my project or work from since the day after March 15. And at this stage, I realized that it was very important to work with the community to help them through the healing process. There were a few opportunities for them, but none of them that they could find that they took into consideration their cultural, their spiritual, and their personal needs. And this is why I created Raising Sakina, Finding Peace. And Sakina is a word that means, Arabic word that means spirituality, tranquility. So the idea for us was to help them think about Sakina. What is Sakina for them? And from them develop photographs, and from those photographs develop prints, lino cuts. And from those lino cuts we print them with inks that I have made by hand from the tributes of Aroha, the tributes that all New Zealanders and around the world give to the Muslim community after March 15. So basically the prints that you're going to see in the exhibition are going to be the embodiment not only of the personal and very raw and deep stories of survivors and their supporters, but also printed with all the love, the aroha, and the empathy that the community gave to them. And it's like a metaphor for unity in the context of diversity and well-being. The workshops that I did with the survivors and the supporters, they were possible not because I did them, but because there were hundreds of people behind me, supporting me and helping me. I am an artist, but I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a social worker. I'm not amazing at project management. And there is a lot of skills that you need to have to be able to create a safe environment to do this type of work without re-traumatizing people. Mm-hmm. So I have the privilege and the help from Rebecca Parham, Forgiving Seeds of Love. She's a social worker and she's the soul, and she has some incredible ideas and she has so much energy. And Sudhi, she's a psychologist as well. She actually also helps us immensely. We have the financial support for the Philip Carter Trust. Without them, my God, things wouldn't happen. And the trust from them, they trust us so much to do the job. We have Hans who created the video. We have photographers, videographers, incredible, amazing people who created delicious food for us. There were hundreds of people involved. for me was also an exercise of collaboration, how each individual can put the best of each individual to create something meaningful for society. So that was fantastic. So that was the plus sizes. The very difficult part was to hear in the stories from people you really care about, because we became really good friends. But also for me was a gift given to all of us, because there are a lot of stories, not only of grief and loss, but mainly from resilience and how to move on and love. Mm-hmm. And that's what we wanted to keep, the love. Darkness into Life, the umbrella project, is about transformation. Mm-hmm. So transformation from something really dark that happened to us as a society and to individuals, and but also give us the opportunity to start talking about those systemic issues that we have and we hide for a long time. Mm-hmm. So that gives us opportunity to something positive, for a light. So that's transformation. And unfortunately, we have to lose so many lives and have so much loss to do that. But we cannot forget them. Mm-hmm. We cannot leave those souls die in vain. We have to learn from that. The survivors from March 15 had given us this opportunity from learn from them. They have given us this opportunity for us to learn from their experiences and give us an idea of how they transform those experiences and how the healing process is. So what I intended to with these workshops was to create a domino effect where other people with grief can learn from the participants from the workshops, but also we taught them how to create this artwork so they could teach other people. So that's one part of it. The second part is the exhibition, and the exhibition is how do we get together, how we remember what happened and how we move forward, what actions are we going to take so we become a better and more unified society in the context of diversity. Yeah. Noraini, she is one of the survivors from March 15. She wanted to do something with art, and I did also want it to teach something, to teach, to give something to the community, to the Muslim community with my skills, but I didn't really know what or how. So I asked her, she's a very straightforward person, and she told me, I don't want this, but this will be really meaningful and important for us. So we shaped those ideas and created what is Finding Peace According to Their Own Needs. So my inspiration was guided by her and by other members of the Muslim community. All of the works, majority of the works are linocut, and the reason is because there are quite a lot of therapeutic aspects of art making. And in this case, lino gives you the opportunity of being in the zone and doing things that are repetitive, and that is can become meditative, and is kind of an aspect of mindfulness. So we have a lot of people thinking about Sakina, so thinking about one thing that is Sakina, or finding peace or tranquility, and then having the movement, having that mindfulness help them actually to flow and to be focused on one thing. And this is one of part of the therapeutic art aspects of art. But other important aspect from the exhibition was the relationships that we're creating. Rebecca helped us realize what our support networks that we have. So we created a work about the support networks that we have. So we have one work that is actually made from all of us. So the work that we have created with 28 people is called Rising Above Adversity. And this is to show us and to remind us of the support networks that we all of us have. The other very important aspect are relationship, and with all of us, by creating these safe spaces, we could foster quite important and deep relationships, relate to each other, trust each other. And that's part, very important part of the healing processes. They also have places and times for prayer, and we have present and incredible, amazing food. That was probably one of the amazing part of the process and the workshops themselves, yeah. There are so many stories in so many different aspects of the stories, the visual stories that they created with these prints. Some of them are so incredibly deep and personal, and some others are a call for us to to become a better society. So there are different aspects of each individual work. The other thing that we try to do is just to teach other people and teach the survivors the skills so they can move forward and teach other people how to create these prints. And it's why we're going to have the exhibition, we're going to have amazing workshops, we're going to have printmaking workshops, we're going to have a space where you can do batch making for peace. And these are very interesting because we have received thousands and thousands of cranes that birds, isn't it? Made from origami as part of the tribute. So I have about 10,000 of them. So there are a lot of them. And they have a special meaning. And I hope you can come to the libraries and hear a little bit more about them. Because it's about how using tiny activism, you can promote peace. So you're going to have a little bit, can take with you some of these badges where you can create and you can add your messages of peace. We're going to have panel discussions where we're going to have some of the participants talking and letting us know about their experiences and our experiences as facilitators as well. I'm going to have a book launch. So my book is going to hopefully be printed and ready for it by then. So that's a book where it is a story of all the darkness into light. It's a photography book with a lot of stories as well. And we also going to have a panel discussion and we're going to talk about photography and what is the importance of documenting this type of work, what is good about it, about society, and how we did it in a very respectful way. Yeah. I'm also very grateful for all of people at the libraries because how many people helping us to create these public events and the workshops and the exhibitions, and it takes a lot of work. And so I am super grateful for the opportunity and the hard work that everybody is putting towards this exhibition and this event. We have documented every single minute of all the workshops. And some of that footage and photographs are going to be shown in the exhibition, but the footage, the videos, we created video documentary with Hans Araujo. Keep an eye on the dates and the webpage from the libraries, you will have a couple of opportunities to see the videos, so you will be amazingly welcome. So the Racist Sakina Finding Peace exhibition will be open on the 25th of March, 25, to the Sunday 21st of May. So it's going to be a couple of months full of a lot of things happening at the Turanga Central Library. I invite you to come. Just come and see what happens.